Okay, hi, and welcome you to Spiritual Connections. I do apologize there slightly for the intro. Didn't want to play, but never mind. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on Spiritual Connections every Thursday, same time, same place, no matter which way you're listening to us, whether it's in MikeSpirit.fm, even in Blog Talk, or even in Spreaker. No matter which way you listen to us, you're welcome. And as you know, on the Thursday show, we don't have a guest as normal. I know that I had one last week. but normally it's just me on a Thursday, flying solo, as they say. Well, the phone lines will be open shortly if you want to call in. You need to do so as soon as you can. That way you will guarantee your slot. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And as you know, that we normally do play a song on Spiritual Connections before we get going. You know, it's a busy week. It has been a busy week, working all week as usual. And it's time to unwind. And, you know, again, that's something I want to talk to you tonight a little bit about developing our mediumship, you know. And it was only yesterday, I was having a conversation with someone. Actually, she's going to become one of the guests on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on the Sunday evening. And we was chatting about development and so on there, and talking about the standard of mediumship at the moment. And I think that the standard of mediumship out there is quite high. And I do believe that that's quite high because we've set ourselves a barrier and we're working towards that barrier. And as you know, on the Spiritual Connection Show, I'm here to give you your advice, whether it be on your mediumship, whether it be on your development, or even just to do a few readings. So let me call you out these numbers again, and then I'm going to play a little song here for you. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And here we go.
Oh.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. Get us into the festive season, as it is just a few days left now to Christmas. I, for one, I'm really looking forward to that. That noise is my dog. As you can tell, he's a bit happier these days. He's, his medication has seemed to work, and he's bouncing around happy as can be. So let me call you out these numbers, because I know that I need to go to a short commercial break in a few seconds. So if you want to call in, whether it be just for advice, whether it be on your spiritual journey or on your pathway, or whether it be with your experiences, or even if it is for a reading, then please do call in. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me Harrys! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'd be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm, for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing, and a barrel full of laughs.
Okay, well, welcome back, or if you've just tuned in, welcome to Spiritual Connections here on the Thursday show with your host, myself, Mike Davis. Okay, I do believe that we have someone online. I do believe that we have Lisa online. Lisa, are you there with us?
Hello, hi.
Hi, may I ask you, Lisa, where are you calling from?
Florida.
From Florida. Okay, Lisa, and what was the reason that you called in for this evening?
Well, I wanted to see if what you felt about work coming up for me, please.
Okay, well, my forte, Lisa, is to link to the spirit world. So is it okay if I do that for you?
Sure, thank you.
Okay. Okay. Lisa, I know, first of all, I want to link with a lady in the spirit world here with me, okay? And I know that as this lady makes a connection, that she makes me feel as if she wants to go to your mum's side, your family, of when she was here with us. I know that this lady makes aware that she suffered in the body quite greatly before she passed on to the spirit world, okay? I do believe, I want to say to you, that she either links is like your mum or your grandmum, because I know that she's quite close on your vibration there. I know that, as I said, that she would have suffered in the body. I certainly know as well that before she passed, that there's certainly a connection to do with the hospitals, because I mean, your machinery that starts to beep in the background to you with this lady. She makes me feel as if it's like something terminal, like whether it was like cancer or whether she had like a, it was something terminal. This lady suffered for quite some time there, okay? She tells me that...
Yeah, it sounds like you got my mom there.
It's your mum, okay. And if I said to you that towards the end of her life, it's almost as if she just gave up, okay? Because I know that she fought all the way through, but right at the end, I can't deal with it no more. And it's like she just gave up, okay? So that sounds like your mum, yeah?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So I know, as I've got your mum here with me, that she makes me aware that in this life, that she was a very sympathetic lady in this life when she was here with us, okay? You understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that your mum thought nothing of just sitting you down and having a good heart-to-heart, then I will call it, with you when she was here with us, because I know that's what she makes aware of you. I want to sit down there with you and just have a good heart-to-heart and just say to you, you know, it's like as if you carry the whole world upon your shoulders, don't you? You are quite the kind of person that worries about everything and anything all of the time. And it's like as if I'm not saying that you're always stressed. I'm not saying that, but, you know, at the moment, there's so much going around in your mind. It's like as if you're meeting yourself coming back, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've been under an enormous amount of stress. I left the job the end of October, which totally stressed me out.
Okay.
And then I didn't find work, so I'm just... And now with the holidays here, I mean, I just can't get through them fast enough. And I go to school at night, so I've got a lot on my plate. I got evicted from my last apartment, so... now I got back on this rent, and the church has helped me this month, so now I'm worried about January until I can get some money at the end of January. So I just feel like I'm constantly always up against a rock.
Yeah, a very difficult time, it sounds like, there for yourself. And, you know, Lisa, it's always difficult, isn't it? You know, of not knowing what's coming next. But I know if I said to you that you keep asking the people in the spirit world, like your mum and lots of other people, that you keep sending your thoughts off to them to come forward and help you, to give you some guidance and some help. Because I know that your mum has stepped forward to say to you that, you know, she keeps hearing those calls for help. She still keeps hearing those calls for the support from the spirit world to this one. And she's saying that she's trying to do her best from where she is at the moment. Now, I know that you just said about the job and everything else, and you kind of left your last job. But would I be right in saying that it's almost as if something was promised to you? Because I feel as if something's been like, as if something was promised and it never came about. Is that right?
What do you mean, my last job?
No. I believe that you left your last job and then something was promised to you. So I don't know whether that it was after you left, or whether that it was the reason that you left, or whether something has recently been promised to you. But I know that there's been something that's been promised to you in a work placement that hasn't come about.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it was a very difficult situation, Darla, and I did not want to leave that job. I made really good money. That just, I had to deal with the family and the old lady that I worked for, and they just, every day they were testing me constantly. I mean, I worked there 6 months, and I was totally emotionally drained. In fact, last night I got an email from the daughter telling me how much her mother speaks highly of me about how kind I was. So I guess now they're realizing how good I was with them.
Yeah, of course. But yeah. What I'm saying to you is, here, Lisa, that...
You think they want to hire me back?
Hang on a minute. Something has been promised to you in the meantime of you either leaving that last job until now. Because I know that it's like as if either something has been offered or it's been promised.
I was going to get another job like that, but it was only 8 hours a week, and then it fell through. Maybe you see that, but that woman wanted me to do things I couldn't do. I did not. That maybe that's where you see. I thought I was going to have something, but then it fell through.
Okay.
The woman wanted me to take her mother's medication home, and I did not want to do that. I didn't do medication, and I told that to the daughter.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But Lisa, I know I want to say to you that, you know, if you're saying that it fell through, that's exactly what I'm looking for. That, yeah, that you didn't actually start something that was either promised to you or you was meant to do. But I know I want to say that, you know, that we have to kind of, you know, as the new year starts, I believe that that's when it's going to be a new start there for you as well, okay? So I do believe I want to say to you that either something is going to be offered to you, or whether it's your old position back or something, I don't know, but it's certainly, I know I want to say to you that things are going to start picking up now as we look forward into the new year, because it's like a new year and your mum is saying like a new beginning there for you, okay? Now, I know that you said that you lost your last home, but this home of where you're living now, it is a smaller home, isn't it?
No, not really. Actually, it's about this. It's maybe a little bigger. It's just more expensive. And I fell down the steps when I first moved here. 5 days after I moved here, I fell down the steps and broke my leg. So I've had a rough year.
A rough time of things. It certainly sounds like that. But I know I want to say to you, you know, as the new year starts, it's like a new beginning there for you. And I know that's what I want to put around your life, okay? And I know I want to say to you that your mum is trying to do her best from where she is in the spirit world to support you now in this world, okay? Now, I know that you said about the caring profession, but if I said to you that, you know, I do see as if I want to say to you that it's going to be something that's going to steer you away from that. Okay, I believe it's going to be...
I don't want to do that type of work anymore. It drained me emotionally.
Okay, because I know I want to steer you away from that kind of work, okay? It's almost as if I can see like a computer in front of you. No, I don't know what kind of job that would be. I mean, I'm a builder through the day, you know, and that's what I still do. But I know that...
I've done administrative accounting work before. That was my background. Okay. I never really worked in the... I never did companion work. I never worked with elderly people before. It's very draining to work with elderly people, especially when they have bipolar issues.
Yeah, I can only imagine, the difficulty that would bring. But your mum also tells me here, but it wasn't just that. You had the family to deal with as well. So would it be right in saying that the family was always on your back of things as well?
Oh, yeah. I had four people constantly on my back. Actually, seven. I had the mother, the kids, and then the agent, the woman in the agency. So I had all those people on my back constantly.
There we are. Because I know that's what your mum has come to say to me, that you know, it was never as if you felt comfortable. You always had it in your mind, that this is only like a temporary thing, okay? And I do believe that's what your mum has come to say to me at the minute, that it was only temporary. It's not what your main priority is. It's not your main field of work. But I know I want to
say... Why do you think they emailed me last night? What do you think? They're just because they hired someone else, they realize how good I was? I mean, what's up with those people?
Okay. See, your mum tells me that's the first kind of contact you've had since you've left that position. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I'm saying to your mum the same thing as you're saying to me, I'm saying the same thing to your mum. And she says to me, well, that was the first contact. I do believe that there's going to be more contact made, okay? So obviously that they are missing you in that position. But, you know, you have to do what you feel is right yourself, okay? Now, I know that the year is fast approaching the end, okay? Let's look forward to the beginning of the new year. So I know I want to say maybe the first week, maybe the second. I won't go much longer than that. The first 2 weeks of January, I believe that's when things are going to start changing there for you, okay? Now, I know that you are spiritually aware in some kind of way yourself. Is that right?
Oh, big time, yes. I'm very spiritual.
Because I know that you are spiritually aware, because your mum tells me that you understand the spirit world, and you are continuously talking to your mum and the other people in the spirit world as well. Because I know that she tells me that you are spiritually aware, and you know, you do talk to them, and you do have your own kind of communication in your own way yourself. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Now, your mum says to me, tell her that William is with me as well. So who's the William?
I have no idea who William is.
Okay. She says to me, tell her William
is with me. I don't know William.
Okay. Well, let's find where William is, because your mum tells me about the William. Now, what are we right in saying, if we look back in your mum's family, if we go back a generation to maybe your grandparents, now, will it be your grandmother on your mum's side? It would have came from the large family, is that right?
Both my parents came from a large family.
Okay. But let's go into your mum's family. Let's go into your...
I didn't
know
much about them. Both my grandmothers died when I was born.
Ah, right, okay. And there's no way of you finding out anything about them, is there?
No, I'm really separated from my brothers and sisters. I just started communication back with my family. I sent them Christmas cards. I haven't spoken to them in a few years, so I'm just now starting to talk to them.
Okay. Well, remember I've said to you about William, because I know I'm hearing William from your mum, okay? So just remember I'm saying that there to you, and I'm sure that as time goes on that you will be able to find where the William is, okay? But if you are spiritually aware, then you would understand that sometimes names can come in from, you know, maybe back a generation or two before. And, you know, they just want to come just to be recognized, okay? So remember I've said that you're William, okay? Does that help you a bit, Delisa?
Yes, it does. How long do you see me living in the place I'm living now? Do you think I'll be moving?
I believe that the January start, I believe that you're going to be staying in the place of where you are now until at least we've started this new position. So I know that you're going to be staying there for a little while, but not too long, because I know that it's kind of as if you need to move closer to where this position is going to be offered there to you.
Yeah, it's too expensive here, and since I fell and broke my leg, it's really uncomfortable, you know, living here. Mm-hmm.
As I said, you know, I can only imagine, you know, the difficulty that it is for yourself right now. But you know, as I said, I believe that this new position will come in first, and then you'll find somewhere a little bit closer to where that work is there for you. Okay. Well, remember, I'll talk to you about the William, and come on over to MikeSpirit.fm. To retrieve a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, let me go straight back to the phone lines, because I do believe I have Hugh online. Hugh, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm calling from Virginia.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask about my spiritual path. I believe I'm on it, and I'm looking for 2012 to be quite exciting, and I'm working on a very big mission and vision. And also, well, for your listeners, for the holiday season, I empowered the word joy last January 1st, and it has a hidden meaning in the word if you extend each of the letters in the word to create a word themselves, then you'll discover the hidden meaning. And the hidden meaning in joy is Jesus optimizes you. So if you understand that, then let go of your fear and just do whatever you can to help mankind and help yourself at the same time in the new year. And just put whatever you can't handle in Jesus' hands, and we'll have a wonderful world.
Okay. Okay. So you want to know where you're going on your spiritual path, yeah?
Right.
Okay. Well, as you probably heard in the last call, my forte is to link to the spirit world. And if you want, I can do that for you and see where we are going. Is that okay?
That'd be wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Bear with me a second now, Hugh. Okay, because I know that my vibration is totally changing. And as my vibration totally changes, I know I want to link to a gentleman. I believe that I want to link to your dad. So would you understand if I said to you that your dad is in the spirit world?
Yes, he has been since 1990.
Okay, don't tell me anything else, no mind. Okay, don't give me any information, because it's my job to tell. Because I know I've got a gentleman that says, I'm dad, okay? And if I said to you that your dad was a very straight kind of a guy when he was here, very honest, whatever he had to say out, it would come, please, or offend. I know that as he makes his communication to me, that he's quite well presented, because I believe that this is the way he would have been when he was here with us in this life. Very well presented, very, I'm not saying really well dressed, but I believe he would have tried, and I believe he would have liked to look his best, particularly if he ever went anywhere. I know that he enjoyed his quality of life, because he talks to me that he had an enjoyable life when he was here with us. Very direct as well, very always done exactly what he pleased, okay? And he says to me, it doesn't matter so much about everybody else's. What he done to please himself and to benefit those that was closest to him. So do you understand that with your dad then?
Yes.
Good. Because I know that he stands by the side of me at the minute, okay? And as he does do just that, I believe that's what I want to say to you, that he stands by the side of you at the moment. Because, you know, I know that the Christmas is very fast upon us, and I know that, well, you know, it is only just a few days now, isn't it? But I believe that your dad kind of loved this time of year, didn't he? Because I believe it's time, you know, I want to just sit down and maybe take my shoes off and just put my comfortable slippers on and just sit back and enjoy this time. And I believe that's the way your dad would have loved this time of year. Is that right?
Most definitely.
Okay. And, you know, for some reason, as your dad is you, he says to me, I don't know if your dad smoked. I don't believe he did. But a cigar is just nice this time of year. Do you understand of that with your dad?
Yes. He did smoke when he was younger, and he did enjoy a good cigar.
There we are, because he says to me, a cigar is just nice this time of year, okay? Now, before your dad passed on to the spirit world, if I said to you that whatever he passed with really took hold of him, didn't it? And I believe that your dad was, no sooner that he became ill was how quick he went on to the spirit world, because I believe that by the time he knew or whatever he had, or what took him home to the spirit world, there wasn't much time of him finding out, or by the time he passed then, okay? So there wasn't much time scale in between of his passing to find out that he wasn't a well man. Is that right?
Yes, he had myasthenia gravis, which was a progressive, non-curable disease.
Okay. Because I know that, you know, this is the information. See, and you know, the spirit world has a lovely way of doing this, of proving their existence, of who's with us first before they go into anything else, you know. And that's the way that they work here with me here, which is the way I enjoy working as well. Now, I know that we talk, you asked me about your spiritual pathway. And if I said to you that, you know, it's kind of, you already know exactly where you're going, is that right? You've kind of mapped.
Yes.
Because it's like as if your dad here just shows me a map, and I know that map is what you have set yourself out to do at the moment, okay? You've already set this this way forward. Now, for some reason here, Hugh, I feel as if I want to say to you that there's media involved there with you in some way, so whether it be TV or radio or whether it be like newspapers or magazines, there's media involved here. Do you understand why I would talk to you about media work?
Yes, I'm coming out in a big way. I'm standing in my truth. I have a lot of stuff coming out of me to help other people.
Good, okay, because I know that he talks to you about the media, and I believe that, you know, your dad is like standing right behind you, you know, pushing you every step of the way, because I believe that when your dad was here with us, wherever, you know, if he believed in something strongly, he would think nothing of shouting it from the rooftops. And I believe that's what he wants me to say to you, you know, that you are kind of putting yourself out there. You are doing what you need to be doing for the benefit of yourself and the others, okay? And your dad is most pleased about this. But he tells me here, you know, even though that 2012, it's a good year for yourself, I do believe. But I know I want to say that your dad wants me to say that you know, let's take it one step at a time. And I believe that you have been doing this maybe for the last 6 months of your life, taking it step by step and building it to where you are now. And I feel as if I need to say that you, particularly from your dad, is to say to you, you know, keep building it a bit more, because once we get to that peak, then, if you like, then nobody can knock us down, because I know that then is the time where I need to say to you that you would have achieved what you need to achieve, and then put it out there for everyone else to understand, because I do believe in some way. See, now, I would find this spiritualism would go back in your family. Is that right?
Spirituality, yes. It runs through my whole life and probably through my family, yeah.
Good. And, you know, I do believe, I want to say to you, it's more like your mum's family, isn't it, that it kind of runs in. Is that right?
Most definitely.
Because I know I've got a lady here that joins us as well. And, you know,
she just passed in April, and she was very spiritual. Actually, she was asked and posed a picture that was the mother.
Okay, please don't tell me no more here, because all this right. Lady... me, and I need to prove to you that she's with me by giving the information of her, okay? Because I know that she's with me, and she says to me that she was a very spiritual lady when she was here with us. I do believe that she would have been able to communicate in some kind of way herself. She tells me that she was very slight of the build before she passes home to the spirit world. I know as well that she talks to me about being that she would have lost quite a bit of weight. I know that if I would look at her face, that I would see as if, you know, that she lost a lot of weight, and you could see it in her face, even though she didn't have a lot of weight to lose, but she still lost quite a bit of weight before she passed there, okay? She says to me that she had plenty of support from the people in this life, so know that there was lots of support for this lady just before she passed, is that right?
Yes,
Okay, and you know, Hugh, she keeps saying here to me that, you know, that she feels is that it's time now to repay those people that supported her in this life. Now she's going to repay that in the spirit world by supporting those that was closest to her in this life from the next life. And she's going to be supporting you and those. Now, Hugh, why does she talk to me about that there's three others? There's three other people in your life we need to consider here. Do you understand why she says three other people?
Well, I have two daughters who were very close and toward the end with her, and my wife had passed 5 years ago, and I know my wife is working very closely with me, too, so.
Okay. No. Here, no, let's not make it fit. She says three. Is three others. So if you have two daughters, who is the other one that was very close to her? Or who's the other one that's linked with one of your daughters then?
Well, then she has to be talking about my first grandchild.
Okay. So that there's three of them that... See, because I know that she talks about that the three here, still with us at the moment, that there's support and consideration, if you want for a better word, to go to the three others, okay? So I know that within your line of work or whatever it is that you embark upon on your spiritual journey, I know that I want to say to you that those three will give you as much support and as much help as you need, okay? And you see, she keeps saying, is it one of your daughters then that is kind of working alongside you, whether it be like in administration then or something, or that they're helping you in some way? Do you understand why she says about one of them that's helping you?
Well, I have a daughter that is in the area that I'm in, and she's got a master's in international corporate tax law. We haven't interacted formally in any business sense, but her husband also is an independent filmmaker, so that must be what she's referring to somehow down the road, maybe.
Okay, well, obviously that would be a great beneficial to yourself and, you know, particularly to your family, and you know, and would be like a credit, if you like, to you
right.
And your family there. Okay, so know that she addresses this, okay, and know that she understands of that as well, okay. But let me talk to you of someone else that's come close with me as well. And, you know I've got somebody else that comes. Who passed with, like, the it's similar to the... I don't know whether it's, like, a brain hemorrhage or a brain tumor or... It's something to do with my brain. It's not right. I know we can make a bit of a joke about that because mine's not right anyway. But there's something to do about a brain hemorrhage or a brain tumor... Very sudden passing with this lady. Do you understand of somebody that would have passed like that for me, Hugh?
I don't know what she passed of, but this was a busy year for passing in my family. I lost an aunt, I think, in July, and also my mother's brother passed earlier this year, too, in, I think, February.
Okay, so it's been a bit of a difficult year for yourself then, Hugh. You know, again, as I can only imagine... well, just know that these people are with you in the spirit world, because I know I could spend a long time here talking to you about these people. And, you know, I'm not going to do that because, obviously, you know, I want to get to a few more people if I can.
Right, but, I appreciate the time.
You know, I certainly know that that there's lots of support and lots of help and lots of guidance coming to you there from the spirit world. I'm being told to tell you about, you know, you need to stop ignoring things as well, so... Would I be right in saying that you're kind of pushing your, and this is going to come out wrong, and I've just been told it's going to be wrong. Let me talk to you about your health a minute. Is there a problem there somewhere?
Yeah, I'm a disabled senior citizen. I have started spiritual healing recently, and I have some improvement, but I have a lot of chronic conditions.
Okay. So am I right in saying that you're kind of pushing your own health to one side at the moment?
No, I'm following my doctor's advice, and I am, as I say, doing spiritual healing. I have had some improvements, but I did abuse my body for many years, just working 100-hour weeks, so it caught up with me eventually.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know I want to say that even though that you're talking to me about spiritual healing, and, I'm a big fan of spiritual healing, I really am, It's helped me in abundance over the years, it really has. But we still need to seek that medical advice and follow our doctor's orders, if you like, okay?
Yes, I'm in the veterans' healthcare system.
Okay, well, just be mindful of that, even though if things become easier for you, you just keep going by your doctor's advice. And, I always like to think of it this way, Hugh, if I can just say to you, I'd rather go along with a medical profession and then wow them when we've had the spiritual healing, and it's, as you say, that you feel comfortable with that and you feel a beneficial from it, but then kind of wow them with the fact of how strong we can be with extra guidance as well, okay, from the spirit world. So, you just keep those two things up there, and I know that the spirit world is going to be right behind you every step of the way. And, I do see that, they keep talking to me about the media now. They're saying you can't go without telling about the media again. So I know that there's something. Okay, so you've been thinking of doing something new to do with the media come like March. I'm hearing March. March is important. Do you understand why I would say the month of March?
Well, it may be when big things will start coming out en masse, because my big mission and vision is to bring spirituality into global economics and combine it with unconditional love, and I'll let you finish up with that. I appreciate all the time, and let you take some other callers, and I thank you so much. Very accurate, very insightful, very helpful. Merry Christmas to you and to everyone, and just please, everyone, just pray for a better world, and just that's an action in itself, and if there's anything you can do to help anyone less fortunate than you, you'll be blessed back 10 times more so.
Most definitely. Well, thank you, Hugh, for calling. And remember, if you come on over to MikeSpirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives. And I'll say thank you very much for calling there, Hugh. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that I have Mark online. Mark, are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing very well, thank you. And may I ask you, Mark, where you're calling from?
I live in Seattle, Washington.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for, Mark?
Well, I have a friend in Brazil, a young woman. I just wonder if you see it going good. I think you might have a child.
I'm having really difficulty in hearing you. Are you on your cell phone, Mark?
I'm actually using a email voice. It's like six.
Because the signal doesn't seem to be the best. You're kind of coming in and out.
Okay, is this better?
Not really, no.
Okay, well, if you can hear me out, I guess I can still laugh. I can hear you perfectly.
Okay. Well, okay, Mark, I'm just going to go on with this, okay? I didn't really hear the reason that you called in for, but what I will do is make my connection to the spirit world there for you. Is that okay?
Well, that's wonderful.
Okay, Mark, okay. Okay. Now, I know I've got a lady here, and she keeps saying to me here, about, they kept catching little bits away of me, okay? And I believe that this lady that you would know in the spirit world would have passed to the spirit world with a cancer. And I believe that, you know, it was a cancer that they kept cutting little bits of her away. And, you know, it got to the point of where this lady couldn't take no more. And I believe that she would have passed on to the spirit world because she couldn't take that. I'm not saying that she took her own life or anything, but, you know, her body couldn't take no more of these little operations and taking a bit of this away, taking a bit of that away to try and make it more comfortable for her, okay? So do you understand of a lady like that there for me, there, Mark?
It sounds like my mother. She passed away about 20 years ago.
She passed away about 20 years ago, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. It doesn't matter how long ago it was, but you understand as your mother, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me, because I know that that's the lady I've got with me, and she keeps saying to me, they kept cutting little bits away at me, and my body just gave up, because I couldn't take it no more. Now, I know that... when your mum was here with us in this life, that she would have been quite I want to say an upbeat kind of lady, because that's the way she comes here, you know, that she's quite full of life, full of energy, you know, and very much of a bouncy kind of lady. And you know, she kind of always likes to look after her owner when she was here with us. I know that she would have always liked to have a bit of a laugh, a bit of a joke here with us, because I know that's the way she comes through with me at the minute. I certainly understand with it as well. Sorry, go on.
That's the way it was set up, but I have a good relationship with her.
I didn't quite catch you there, Mark.
I did not have a good relationship with her.
You had a good relationship with her?
No, I did not.
You didn't? Okay. Well, I know that she seems to be quite bouncy and quite bubbly in her character-wise, okay? So even though that you may have not had a good relationship with her, but would you understand that she would have liked to portray that that's the way she would have been when she was here with us?
Yes. Before she passed away, how she was carrying herself. Before she was, even though it was 20 ago, I hadn't been a time with her for maybe 10 years. Although that's how I was, like, 16.
Okay, that's fine. So long as you understand that's all the important bits are, okay? Because I know that she's with me at the moment, okay? And she tells me here that, you know, that you're going through some kind of a difficult thing in your life at the moment. It's like as if I want to say to you that you can't wait for the next few months of your life to happen so we can overcome something that's dragging you down at the moment. Is that right?
I think that's true.
Okay. And, you know, she also tells... See, even though that you may have not got on with her in this life, or you know, towards, the, you know, the last 20 years was difficult, you know, I believe that in the spirit world that doesn't become an issue anymore, okay? Because I know that she's around you, and she's giving you, like, her guidance, if you like, giving you her blessing, okay? And I know I want to say to you that so long as we have our guidance from the spirit world, that we're not going to go far wrong. Now, again here, Mark, I know I want to say that you are quite spiritual of the mind yourself there, aren't you?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay. And I know I want to say that you as well, that it's like as if you're seeking, you're searching for something at the moment, Mark. Is that right?
Well, I'm very happy with my spiritual direction. I'm not so happy with my material direction.
Okay.
I guess it's related.
Mark, if I said to you that see, it's like as if you're in the like middle of doing something. I don't know whether it's if you're in the middle of deciding something. You're going through some kind of difficult time. As I just said, you're going through some kind of difficult time of things, almost as if it's like I can't quite make up my mind of where I need to be, where I want to be, what I'm doing. And it's almost as if you're like, there's so much going on in your life at the moment. It's like as if you're, I don't know, it's like as if you're chasing yourself, coming backwards then. Is that right?
Sorry, I don't know if I can tell, but I'm... attending a college, and I think I'm changing internally a bit.
Okay.
I'm trying to focus.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Okay. Well, Mark, I know I need to see to you from your mum, okay, that she's trying to support you her best from where she is, okay? She's trying to give you the best advice she possibly can is by, you know, follow your own intuition, follow your own gut feeling, because I know that's where the spirit world inspires you, okay? Now, I know as well, before I go, I know I need to say to you as well that you're having some kind of experiences yourself at the moment as well, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Mark, just know that they're all around you, okay? Particularly your mum is around you, okay? And trying to give you the best and trying to push you forward, because I know that's what you need, is that good old push you forward so that we're able to battle on through whatever this thing is that is kind of dragging you down, okay? Know that they're all around you, Mark. Does that help you a little bit?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling there, Mark. And remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm and you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. And I'll say thank you very much for calling there.
Thank you.
Okay, I know that before we go back to the phone lines, I know I need to take a short commercial break here. I know that there's still time to call in if you want to do so. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
You have a website? How is that working for your business needs? Is your company's website living up to its full potential and driving business to you? Are your customers finding you online? Chances are your website presence is lacking, and that is why Shape Web Designs can help. Shape Web Designs offers a wide range of services that just doesn't stop at web development. We are a full-service company with strategies that are proven to make your internet presence the best that it can be. Our team of online marketing specialists will work with you to provide you with the best marketing strategies, customer-tailored to your company's products and services. Customer service is number one here at Shape Web Designs. We live here in a very techno time. Don't be left behind with a website that is inadequate for your needs. Shape Web Designs, shaping a better tomorrow. Visit us at www.shapewebdesigns.com or call 616-844-0893 today.
Okay, and welcome back. Or if you've just joined us, you're listening to me, Mike Davis, on Spiritual Connections. I know that we've only got about 10 minutes left of the show, so I don't know if we're going to have time to take any more callers. I'm not sure, but if you want to call in and maybe a quick one, then you are more than welcome. I know that that there is going to be no show on Sunday, as it's obviously Christmas Day, and I don't think my children would be best pleased if Dad was on the radio at Christmas Day. But I know that as I said, no show next Sunday for the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, or the following week, because obviously it's New Year's Day then. But, you know, the Thursday show, Spiritual Connections, will be continuing on, because I know next week, and I'm pleased to announce that next week is going to be a bit of a special show for everyone. I know that we have two guests on next week, because we're not doing the Sunday shows. We're going to be bringing you the guests on next Thursday, which is on the Spiritual Connections. And it's a good friend of mine, a gentleman that, you know, is no stranger to being on the show here with me. It's the wonderful Matthew James from Australia. And I'm really looking forward to Matthew. And there is also another guest that will be on as well. So I'm really looking forward to next week. It's going to be at a slightly earlier time. It's going to be at 10 p.m. UK time, which is 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So don't forget, tune into that. But it's not only going to be at 10, it's going to go right through until midnight here in the UK. And then at 12:30 in the, again, you know, in the UK, we're going to be going over onto another network, onto GH Talk Radio, which you will still find here on Blog Talk Radio. You'll get all the information through the Facebook pages. You'll be able to get everything that you need to get, or even drop us an email. You need to email me, and that's at mike@mikespirit.fm, or you can email me at mikespirit15@aol.com to get more information on those, or any information that you want about the private readings that I'm offering. And I know that at the moment we're going to be starting to do some of them next week. I know that we've got quite a few booked in. And if you want a personal reading with myself, simply come on over to www.mikespirit.fm, and there you will see a page that's called Request a Reading. Simply click on that. Leave all your information, your Skype name, and you know that we will connect there with you and have that personal one-to-one reading with myself. So that's www.mikespirit.fm. I know that on the 26th of January, and again, I'm quite excited to announce this and pleased to announce this, I've been asked to in fact, I've been asked to do several shows here on MikeSpirit.fm, several different kind of radio shows. And I've been asked to do one on like a Skeptics and Believers radio show with Third Eye Paranormal Investigations. I know that last week there was the repeat of the AID show that went out on TV on Sky. I forget the channel number. I think it was 206. But anyway, you know, if you go over to Third Eye Paranormal, that's where you'll be able to watch that again. But I'm pleased to announce that I will be having quite a few of the people from that TV show on my show on the 26th, and that's going to be a Saturday, and that will be a chance for. If you're a believer of the spirit world or a non-believer, there's where you're going to have your chance to kind of put your views across. I know that I'll be there to host the show and to give my opinions on the spirit world and everything else. There'll be quite a few. I know that we may have Elizabeth Lee Crowther, which, again, is a fantastic worker for the spirit world. And, you know, we'll try and to bring... as much here on Mike Spirit FM as we can. So there's a few little dates for your diaries. I know that I'm going to be at the Peng Trukaiba Hall on Friday the 24th of February. Tickets will be at £5. If you want to come along, then please do so. If you're living around the South Wales area, and the number you need to contact there, it's going to be 01443 473 711, and that's Chris. You need to ring Chris. I know tickets are going very fast for that. I know it's we're only in, you know, the end of December, and it's not until the end of February, but tickets are actually going very fast. And I do urge you, you know, if you want to come along to that demonstration of my mediumship, to contact Chris on 01443 473 711. And book your tickets and book your seats. I suppose for me, actually, just before I go, I want to bring my producer on live here. I know I'd done this Sunday, but I want to bring him on again. Robert, are you there with us a minute?
Yes, sir.
Well, Robert, I suppose it's, again, thank you very much.
No problem.
The work that you have done this past few months, as it is at the end of the year, you know, I know I want to say thank you to you and to all the listeners and the callers, because without yourself primarily, there wouldn't be a show. you know, because it's a very difficult job that you have, taking all the callers, putting them in order. I know sometimes that you get a bit of a grief for that sometimes.
Oh, good. Yes.
But it's fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, I really enjoy, you know, doing what I do. I get to hear a lot of people talk about different things, and there are challenging people out there sometimes. I just have to, like, rest my head on the desk and pound it a few times and say, okay, look, you know, I understand, you know, and I do understand. But, you know, people have to understand that we only got, sometimes we only got an hour, we only got 2 hours, and I can only fit so many callers into that. And the biggest questions ever asked is, where am I in the queue? And I'm like, hey, you know, you're number 30, number 40. Oh, that's so far down the line. I'm like, well, you never know. There's a lot of people that fall out. But
yeah,
through it all, I really have a good time. And I do want to thank you for making me a part of your team and stuff like that.
Well, Robert, the pleasure is all mine. And you know, as I've just said, you know, thank you for the work that you've put in, particularly to MikeSpirit.fm this past year. And, you know, hope that there's many more years of this to come. And once again, thank you very much. And I suppose it's all, have a good Christmas from me.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody.
And you know, and I hope that that you will join us on the 20th. I'm saying it's the 26th. It's not. It's the 29th, isn't it, Robert? It's the 29th.
It's the 20th,
which is next Thursday. You know, that I'm looking forward to that show with two guests. I know it's going to be challenging for yourself, Robert. It's going to be a four-hour show, in really, isn't it? You know.
Oh Jesus, yeah. And then you throw that at me. It's like, oh Jesus, I was hoping for a holiday, and no.
You know, there's no rest for the wicked, and there's certainly no rest here on MikeSpirit.fm. Robert, I'm going to say good night, good day, wherever you are. I say thank you for listening. Until next week, I'll say bye.
Thanks for listening to Spiritual Connections here on MikeSpirit.fm. We hope you enjoyed the show.
We are live every Thursday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. UK, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Remember, you can always log into our chat rooms during the show to ask Mike a question, or find Mike on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium. Okay, that's it for now. Catch you next week, same time, same station.
Here on MikeSpirit.fm.